And there were those kind of tensions, I think, sort of as the demographic of HIV changed and shifted, that there was that sort of feeling of people being slightly displaced. So I do also remember when there was, I guess it's at a time when there were larger influxes of refugees and asylum seekers within the city, that quite naturally the women's group grew quite quickly and had to change in order to accommodate other people's cultural needs. And there was quite a lot of snippiness, I think, is the word to describe it, where, you know, suddenly there were a lot of Black African women there, and for a change, and maybe this is it, you know, we got an experience of what that was like to be a marginalised group within a marginalised group. So really kind of stuck out on the edge somewhere. So there were fewer white women than there were Black women. And there were these tensions that exist, and I didn't really understand them, in a sense, because I always felt like these women brought a huge richness to our experience. You know, to put it bluntly, they're sisters at the end of the day. So my response was very much, open your arms, your hearts and your minds a little bit here. But I could also see how other people were beginning to feel that marginalisation, really.